We're not expecting a bumper season, but it's a reasonable size season this year. We've had a lot of fruit fall in the last 2 weeks, so it's not as big as we thought it was going to be. What happens is the tree determines how much fruit it can carry and bring to maturity, and it just sheds a certain percentage.
So you're saying you're expecting an average season?
Yeah, I think it'll be an average season, yeah.
And what's it been like for storms? Have you been fortunate? Has it been a good season in that the flowers have stayed on and led to fruit?
Yeah, we've had not a bad start to the season. There's been a little bit of rain, but not extended periods of wet weather. So that's always good. The winds, we've had our normal winds.
When do you expect to start picking here at Acton Plantation?
Well, we're looking at the middle of November at the moment. We're all we're on the starting line, ready to go.
Now, you also run some cattle out here.
The cattle are actually our lawn mowers. We mow the orchard with them, and we've got to get them out because they eat a lot of mangoes if you leave them in. So we've taken them out over to another grazing property.
So, Peter, let's go for a wander over to your orchard and see how things are going.
Mm-hmm. You have to excuse us. The grass is a bit long because the cows have been taken out now. They're not allowed to mow here for a little while.
So your lawnmowers, your gardeners have run away. Yep. This tree's looking all right.
Yeah, you'll notice here there's a lot of this big fruit. It's the early flowers set really well, but then you see the little fruit, there's not very much of it, and they're starting to fall off. So yeah, for some reason the later flowers didn't set as well as the early ones.
But still enough here, the yields, you're happy enough with this yield?
Oh yeah, well you look at this tree, that's a very high yield for a Kensington Pride mango tree.
And it's all still picked by hand?
All picked by hand. We do all our picking in, our pickers drive cherry pickers, single man cherry pickers. They can get right up and see if the fruit's mature or not and ready to pick.
So what's some of the biggest challenges you find?
Our biggest challenge is marketing. We find that in the middle of our season, there's a glut of mangoes on the market, and getting a good price for them at that time when we've got the bulk of our crop, that's our biggest challenge. Well, also picking the fruit at the right time, because you've really got to leave it on the tree until it's mature. And it is difficult when you've got to pick a lot of the crop with basically unskilled labour. It's very difficult to get it all picked at the correct maturity.
Do you have problems with flying foxes or bats or birds or other creatures that want to get stuck into those mangoes?
We do. Possums are probably the worst, because the possums start on the mangoes when they're still hard and not quite mature, whereas the flying foxes generally only attack mangoes that are past being ready to pick. So if we do our job properly, the flying foxes aren't a big problem for us.
What do you do about the possums then?
Oh, we just put up with them.
You got a few dogs in the ute, they don't have fun trying to scaring them off?
Well, we haven't been able to get these dogs to climb trees yet, so they're not much use from that point of view, but heaven help the possum who makes his way down to the ground.
And after 20 years, are you sick of mangoes?
We always look forward to mangoes because we just love eating mangoes. I'd say they'd be probably our favourite fruit, and probably the favourite fruit of a lot of people in Australia, especially the Bowen mango or the Kensington Pride, which is the one we grow. We just love it.